Thank you and good morning. In late April, an acquaintance of 36-year-old David Ganfield dropped him off at Mad River Hospital for treatment of severe head trauma. The sheriff's office opened an investigation into the assault that sent Ganfield to an out-of-area hospital for more treatment. Ganfield later succumbed to his injuries, and the assault investigation turned into the search for a homicide suspect. On Thursday afternoon, a Eureka police officer pulled over a car driven by 42-year-old Jonas Seymour, a man considered a person of interest in Ganfield's death. Eureka police were aware that Seymour was wanted by the sheriff's office, and after contacting the detective investigating the case, Seymour was arrested and booked into county jail for homicide. Bail was set at $1 million. A bill that would remove personal exemptions from parents who refuse to get their children vaccinated against preventable diseases such as measles and polio has passed the full state Senate and now heads to the Assembly for a vote. In light of that bill, which would prevent unvaccinated children from attending public schools, the County Department of Health and Human Services is highlighting the importance of childhood vaccines during National Toddler Immunization Month. There were 141 cases of whooping cough reported in Humboldt County in 2014, and so far this year, another 41 cases have been reported as well. There was also a measles outbreak in California last year, with 136 cases of the disease reported in communities across the state and one case reported in Humboldt County. For information on vaccines and how to get them locally, contact the County Department of Health and Human Services. It's commencement Saturday in Humboldt County, and tomorrow at Humboldt State University, more than 1,500 students are eligible to receive degrees. President Lisa Rosbacher, who took over as school president in 2014, will deliver the keynote address at the three graduation ceremonies, all scheduled for the Redwood Bowl. The College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences will hold its ceremony at 8:30, followed by Natural Resources and Science at 12:30, and the College of Professional Studies at 3:30. The graduates will join more than 3 million living alumni who have received degrees from the Cal State University system, and CSU has created an online yearbook to celebrate that milestone. The graduation ceremonies will be held rain or shine. College of the Redwoods will host its graduation ceremonies tomorrow morning as well, beginning at 11 o'clock, and a total of 442 degrees and certificates will be awarded. The ceremony will be held in the school gym on the Eureka campus and will be streamed live on CR's website. It will also be broadcast on cable access channel 8. Redwoods will celebrate its 50th anniversary during the ceremony, and members of the Board of Trustees will hand out diplomas, while Redwoods alumni Dave Tyson and Rex Bone read out the names. The Del Norte campus holds its graduation ceremony later today, while the Klamath site and the Mendocino site will host ceremonies on Saturday as well. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff Mike Downey lobbied for the passage of Measure Z and applauded its passage by Humboldt County voters. Now he recognizes that the residents of Humboldt County, who voted for revenue to be applied to public safety, will want to see some results. With the first revenue from Measure Z available in the coming weeks, Downey has outlined an ambitious program to hire more deputies and support staff, and that over the next 5 years, his department must demonstrate that Measure was worthwhile.
I've been saying this, and I'll continue to say it. This is a performance-based initiative. My job, and I tell my people this all the time, we have to show the voter that we are being responsible with the money that they've entrusted to us and that we're spending it wisely and legitimately. And I think that's our task for the next 5 years, to make sure that we give our constituents or give the people in the Humboldt County the best bang for their buck, so to speak.
Downey hasn't decided on how it will be done, but he plans on instituting a system for public feedback.
We're going to be developing a program where we actually garner input from the community, whether it be through surveys that we send out or community meetings that we have maybe once or twice a year to see if we're on track or if we're not on track. I mean, this is a sensitive issue, and I think we need to be even more sensitive within our agency to make sure we're delivering.
The Citizens Advisory Committee has recommended the Sheriff's Office get $3.5 million in funding, and Downey expects to hire for 30 frozen positions. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.